Valdez, you're in for a treat. Jackson Emmer is coming direct from Santa Cruz, California to Valdez to entertain you. Andy's bringing his friend Martin Gilmore. They're going to play guitar. They are going to sing original songs. And it's going to be just an unbelievable night. It is this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Valdez Civic Center. $25 general admission, $15 military and seniors, $5 for kids under 12. You can get tickets at valdezarts.org or at the door the night of the show. And as you know, the Valdez Civic Center is a wonderful place to play. The acoustics are great. And Jackson Emmer is an award-winning songwriter and folk singer. Tell us a little bit about, I know you're going to embarrass you, but tell us about some of the places you've gone and played and some of the recognition you've received for your songwriting. It's kind of impressive.
Oh, well, first off, thanks for having me on here, Lori. This is very cool, and I am excited to get up to Valdez and to just be in Alaska. It's an amazing, amazing place. Tell you about some of the recognition that I've gotten. I feel so bashful about how to flex about that. But I put out five records over the past few years, and ended up on the Billboard charts a little bit, Billboard Bluegrass charts. Rolling Stone did a write up about me. I got some other cool press, like in the Boston Globe, and I won a songwriting contest, and I placed in several others. And yeah, like when I have to sort of say it all out loud and sum it up, I'm like, is this real? Is this my life?
Dang, I'm good.
But
you taught at Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp, and I think that was the thread where Bruce Good of Valdez met you and I think invited you back to come play, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I taught at that camp, and a bunch of folks there said, hey, we want you to come back to Alaska. And I said, how soon? I want to come back. I want to go right now.
Yeah, I have friends from Alaska, Palmer, that are coming down to Valdez to catch your show because they met you at camp and want to check it out.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm familiar with a lot of your songs because I enjoy many of your songs. Can you, for people who want to do a little deep dive into Jackson Emmer songwriting before you get here, tell us, give us like three songs and just a basic synopsis and what they're like and who would like them.
Oh, three songs, what they're like and who would like them. Okay. I love this challenge. This is really fun. I have written like over 1,000 songs now, and I'm saying this, there's a point besides bragging, which is that picking three is very hard, but I'm gonna try. I would say listen to All Hat, No Cattle, if you can. All Hat, No Cattle it came out as a single, and then it ended up later on a CD called 22 and 22.
It's a fun
22
one.
22 songs. Yeah, it's a fun song. It's like a Western swing song making fun of wannabe cowboys. So All Hat, No Cattle. Love that one. Love singing it. We'll definitely sing it up in Valdez. Number two would be Colorado Line, which has this kind of spooky, driving song thing to it with a lot of haunting pedal steel.
For folks who get KVAK's email newspaper, there's a link to that YouTube video and Colorado Line. I chose that one.
Oh.
So look at me.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for that. The little, I don't know, do you know the secret about the drums in that song?
I don't think I do.
Okay, so the sound of the drums in that song, like there's a kick drum, and I think that's like just a normal kick drum because that's what I had. But then the snare drum, I wanted to make it sound cooler. So I had like a chest freezer, and I slammed the chest freezer door shut, like chunk. And that's the snare drum that you hear in that song.
So go find Colorado Line, Jackson Emmer, and listen for the freezer effect.
Yeah, the freezer door effect. Okay, and third song. I love this song called Jericho's Diamonds, which is a true story about my grandfather taking care of my grandmother. She was kind of a mercurial person, and he just loved her so much. He just did everything in life to sort of serve her and try to take care of her as as like his queen, and the ups and downs of that and the aftermath of World War II and, you know, starting a new life out west is something I tried to put into a 3-minute song. It's called Jericho's Diamonds.
All right. I think I got to hear that one in person, so that's a good one.
What's
the most interesting thing that's happened at a show?
What's the most interesting thing that's happened at a show?
I'm just turning this into like a quiz show.
Two things popped in my head. First one is that this was like when I was playing bar gigs and things, you know, there's no stage really. You just play on the ground near a bunch of people who are hammered. And I was playing and I thought, oh, this lady seems so drunk while she's dancing that I think she might hit the mic, you know, the mic stand and bop me in the face with my own mic. So I took a step back and I kept playing. And sure enough, she came and hit the microphone and it punched a hole right through the top of my guitar. It came at me so fast. And I'll remember that forever. And the second thing was that I got invited to play this party in a canyon in Utah. And I was there all day, like everything about it. I was like, this is not going to go well. You know, like these people are not really here for the music. This is kind of they've been cornered into, and now there'll be some live music. But it turns out all of them were like European theater students. And so they sang like perfect, like 40-part harmony to my songs that we played like under the canyon starlight and with an oil lamp. That was the only light going.
Oh, wow.
And I'll remember that forever too. That was like,
we do have some singers here in Valdez. I don't know about, you know, I'm not sure how good. Maybe this is a challenge. And the Alaska...
I believe in you, Valdez. Yeah. I know you can do it.
Your Alaska tour, you're coming to Valdez this Thursday, 7 o'clock. But where else are you headed to around the state?
Yeah, we're playing... Is it in Seward?
Seward. How do you say that? Seward.
Seward.
Seward's Folly.
Sorry, Seward. Sorry, Sewardians. We're playing in Seward, Haines, Skagway, Valdez, and Bethel.
All right.
And that's Alaska.
You did get Valdez right, so that's all that matters.
Thank goodness for that.
Awesome. And then Martin Gilmore will be joining you. We talked about this in our last podcast, but tell us, for folks who missed that, what will Martin Gilmore bring to the table? You said he's going to shred on the guitar a bit.
Yeah, well, Martin and I met a few years ago in Colorado, and he, I think, was sort of coming out of COVID, trying to figure out what to do, and he'd been in a pretty successful bluegrass band for a long time out there, but he was kind of working on his solo thing, and I said, hey, while you do that, do you want to come play guitar with me on this tour? We'll see how it goes, and I think that was 3+ years ago, and just any time we can get together and play, we absolutely love it, so... he's a great singer and a great harmony singer. He's a great songwriter in his own right. We'll do a few of Martin's songs. And my goodness, like what a picker on the guitar. He also plays mandolin too. If anybody has a mandolin, they want to bring one to the show for us to borrow. I've been meaning to put that out there. Do you know any mandolin pickers?
Actually, Bruce is a mandolin player. Very good one. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, great. Well,
I'm not volunteering his there. Mandolin. I'll get in trouble, but. Good chance.
Sure, All right. Well, I'll ask around. But yeah, just Martin is a treasure. And as any, like, working musicians will tell you, like, you know, they're always like, oh, it's not about the music. It's about the hang. You know, like, you spend a lot of time together. And so it's really important that you're compatible, you know, when you're traveling. But I feel very fortunate because Martin just brings so much to the music. Too. Like, you know, I would just want to hang out with him, but also I have the pleasure of playing with him and he's a treasure. So,
yeah, I had the pleasure of watching your show at a house concert in Colorado. So with you and Martin, so inviting all of Valdez to experience that. And you don't even have to go very far. It's at the Civic Center this Thursday. Tickets at the door, or you can buy them at valdezarts.org. Before the show, but no need. We'll get you in there. It's a big place and so looking forward to having you Thursday night here in Valdez. Thanks for making the great town of Valdez a stop on your tour.
It's going to be so fun. I can't wait, and hope to see y'all there. And thanks for having me on, Lori. Appreciate it.